Australia Day coming up on Monday, but it's a big day in New Zealand. The New Zealand Bloodstock Premier Sale begins, the Karaka Sale, on Monday and Tuesday. It will be a very emotional Monday for our next guest, Sir Patrick Hogan, because it's the last of these Zabils that will ever go through a sale, and Sir Patrick's joining us. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew.
Great to have you on our show. How's the emotion even at this stage, Sir Patrick, that this is his last going through the sale?
Well, for sure, Andrew. It'll be the last yearling to ever be put up for auction. This is it. He's one of only one colt for that particular draft of Zabils. So that was the last draft, and there was only one colt born that year, and that's him. So as you rightfully said, Perhaps when he hits the ring, it'll be, and then leaves the ring, it will be a little emotional, all right.
And I understand that, I know you've done this a lot in the past, but you are going to actually parade him into the sales ring on Monday?
Well, that's the intention. Andrew, I'm in training, and I'm not sure how far down the track I am with that, but... Yeah, I put the last Sir Tristram colt ever to go through a yearling sale ring at William Inglis's sale in Sydney, and I led that through. So that's the intention. So we'll see what happens. It'll be a matter of on the day, make up my mind, but most people want me to do it. But,
Is it a case that you just feel that the emotion of it might really hit you if you try and do it?
Well, I'm hoping not, because I am a very, as you know, emotional type of person around my horses and that. And yeah. I've had many of those moments in the last 30-plus years, in a sale ring. And, I've just got to make sure that I compose myself. And I had a little practice run with him here with a photographer just about 10 minutes ago. And in fact, I astounded all my staff here that are leaders. When it finished, I said, I give myself 11 out of 10 for that one. And they said, oh, boss, I think we'll give it to the horse. But they reckon they're all stunned that the boss had shown them how to do it.
Well, you look, he has absolutely left a legacy, hasn't he? I mean, you go through them, Octagonal, Vengeance of Rain, Might and Power, Efficient, Sky Heights, Maldivian, Jezebel, Champagne, Don Eduardo, Lad of the Manor was a nice horse in Victoria. I mean, there's just been an unbelievable list of horses that the great Zabil has given us.
Oh, absolutely, and I don't think, you know, unless we're having a chat about it or bringing members of Bill sort of the memory of the progeny and what they've done back, sort of carries on and doesn't comprehend the enormous impact that he's made. And, I mean, you know, Andrew's first crop that went through the ring here at Karaka, we got Octagonal, we got Cronus, and we got Jezebel, three very, very good Group 1 winning horses, and that was all in his first crop of foals.
He instantly left his mark, as you say. Now, as this colt, the last lot 102 on Monday, is there any similarity from Dad?
Look, he's lot 120, I think, Andrew, he's beautifully bred colt. He's got a lot of developing to do, the colt himself. He's not going to be a sail topper or a high flyer at any shape or form. I think the whole moment is about the last horse to ever go through the ring by Zabil at a yearling sale. I'm hoping he's like a couple of $100,000 yearling. I wouldn't like to think he would be less. But it is a colt that's going to be a very much a late three-year-old, four-year-old staying type of colt. So there's going to be no hype around the price he's going to make. It's just going to be interesting to, you know, to latch into who actually ends up, I think, the buyer of that last horse to ever go through the ring.
Yeah, no, there will be. I note there's another Zabil going through a filly that's Trelawney Stud are putting up lot 28 earlier in the sale. So there's two Zabils, but yours is definitely the last one.
That's right, absolutely. And I'd have had to get them to pull that one out if it had gone the other way.
Yes, no, I reckon you might have thrown some order into that. Now, Time goes very quickly, and I'm hesitating here. Is he 28?
Yes, he's 28, and so that makes him rising 29. You're dead right there, and I mean, it's one hell of an amazing stallion, that rising 29, when you consider that he won a Victorian Derby with a three-year-old just a few months ago.
No, look, it's just unbelievable, as I say, the endless list. Can I just finally ask how he is in condition, rising 29?
Excellent. He's physically well. He's very light in condition, which we intentionally keep him that way because, as you know, Andrew, we nearly lost him a year or two ago with laminitis, and we've got to control that. But the good thing is mentally, his constitution, everything's good about him. But he's starting just now to get a little bit showing that he's getting a little bit of a tired horse. Especially, you know, he lies down in the paddock now and does a lot of sleeping. And, Andrew, we keep a close eye on him about four or five times a day. And when the time comes, and, you know, it mightn't be far away, who knows, but when the time comes and we see one even little setback, we're not going to try to fix it. We'll make sure we do the right thing by him. But we've given him a great life at Cambridge Stud and looked after him well, and that's what I'm proud of.
So, Patrick, we'll be watching on Monday, mate. Good luck. I hope it's a great day for everybody at Cambridge, just seeing this last one go through on Monday. Good luck with it.
Thanks, Andrew, and all the best to your listeners in Australia.
Good on you.